What are the three primary challenges that traditional project managers have and project management has that complexity actually solves? There are three challenges that I can come up with, and one of them would be to do with flow. So traditional project management would be more about resource efficiency than flow efficiency, and the Kanban aspect of complexity can help you to improve your throughput, reduce how long things take, which we call cycle time, and improve how much time we have to think so that we can actually come up with much better ideas and better satisfy customers. So flow would be one of the first challenges. I think by keeping people busy, a lot of traditional project managers end up actually shooting themselves in the foot and actually not delivering stuff sooner. We can get some feedback earlier. You don't even have to be using things, something like Scrum to do that. You can, using the Kanban part of complexity, you can find out much sooner and get feedback from your customers much sooner about what's really going on. So improving the flow, improving feedback would be one of the challenges. The second thing would be that we're dealing with an uncertain world, and challenges get thrown in front of us every single day. And the thing is, what do you do and how do you react? And a lot of us, what we do is we react the way we always did. If you're big into process, you might think, well, if you change the process, everything's going to be fine. And if you're very technical, you might think, if you just have more people working on the problem, we'll get it sorted. And if you're a politician or battlefield commander, you might say, well, if you just get everybody in the room, we might sort it, which is actually a very good way of dealing with a complex problem. And if you're dealing with negative chaos, you might say, well, maybe I need to turn into a dictator and tell everybody what to do so that we can kind of sort things out. The thing is that if you do what you always did, your mode of action will probably not be appropriate for the situation that's in front of you. And what we need is some tool that will help you to figure out what's the right course of action. And the Canevin sense-making framework is used in complexity as a compass to help you to figure out what's the next right thing to do. Because maybe if your normal approach is get everybody in the room, but actually Darren and John, they're the experts on this particular issue, we just need Darren and John to figure this out together, and just, we don't need everybody else there annoying them. They know what to do. They can figure it out. It's complicated. They'll figure it out. They're the experts. If it's a situation where Darren knows what to do, he's been doing this for years, we just trust him to get the job done, and nobody needs to work with him. He just crack on and do it. But if there's a situation where actually we don't know what we don't know, maybe just relying on the experts won't solve it. Maybe we need some fresh thinking from another person to freshen up the way we're thinking about a particular problem, and maybe have a different perspective on what kind of problem it might be, because it might not be the problem that we think it is. And so flow and earlier feedback, and also having a compass to help you to figure out, well, what do you do next, is actually an orientation reference in the complexity guide. For exactly that reason, what do you facilitate for? What do you optimize for? What do you measure as well? What do you focus on measurement-wise? The third challenge is, if you think of Scrum, for example, there really is no home for you in Scrum as a traditional project manager. They say, well, I'm a Scrum trainer myself. I mean, standard answers are, you know, you can be a developer on the Scrum team. You can, you know, be doing the work. You might be very good at, for example, dealing with compliance documentation, dealing with compliance stakeholders. That's work that needs to be done as part of the product backlog. So you can do that. You can be a developer. Or maybe you're actually making some product. You can be a product owner, but the danger of that is if you don't switch your mindset from short to medium term time budget scope to long term customer value, thinking more about owning the product, not just project, but the product, if you actually conflate the words project and product as the same thing, you might be the wrong person to be a product owner. And if your style tends to be more micromanagement, you might not be a very suitable Scrum Master. Now, we probably wouldn't want you to be micromanaging in any case, and we probably would want you to balance the short term with the long term. But what's really nice about complexity is it gives you a guide about what you do as a leader when you're dealing with a project. There's actually, I won't call it a role, but basically we have a description for a responsibility, if you like, where there's an agile leader that acts as a guide, and you don't need an artificial role like Scrum Master or Product Owner to kind of move things along. You could argue as a project manager also an artificial role, but you have someone who is a leader who can help the team to figure out, who can understand how to read that compass, who can understand, well, what way the flow is working, and help the team to become more effective. You can still get out of the way, but you'll be operating much more like an agile leader, and complexity gives you guidance on exactly what you need to do, what you need to be focused on. So how can we improve that flow? How can we get quicker feedback? How can we read that compass to figure out what the right thing is to do? And how can we give you the knowledge so that you know how to read that compass? Complexity deals with those.